You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Rangers have had a very good week and are near the top of the standings in the AL West. I'm Allison Sutter, and I'm here with Tierra Sullivan, who is actually in Round Rock, Texas, to watch Yu Darvish make a rehab start. So it looks like the media contingent is at the in the minor leagues today. So, TR, what should we be looking for from Darvish? How long is he expected to pitch tonight?
Yeah, Allison, this is his third start. He is down for 4 innings and 60 pitches, I believe. Probably has 2 more after this. He's looked good so far. The velocity's up. He's still trying to hone the secondary stuff. He's got the wipeout slider, a couple other pitches he'd like to be better at, the curveball. But basically right now it's just building up pitches and building up arm strength and building up endurance. And maybe by the 1st of June he'll be an option at the major league level.
Rangers have to be excited about that. The way I describe it is they're making a midseason acquisition for a Cy Young contender without having to give up anybody. So that really puts them in a really pretty awesome position if he comes back successfully, which we anticipate. That's going to be a huge boost for the Rangers.
Yeah, I mean, he was second in the Cy Young Award a couple of years ago, so you're right. He's definitely that kind of a pitcher. Of course, you don't know what he's going to be like coming off 14 months recovery from Tommy John surgery. You know, the new thing now with Tommy John is you give him a couple extra months. It used to be a 12-month recovery. Now people are opting for 14 months, give him extra time to build up, and hopefully the return is a little smoother and he doesn't take as much time to, you know, get back to 100%. He's pretty close right now, you know, against minor league pitchers. Of course, he hasn't faced Mike Trout yet, so we'll see.
Right, that's true. So let's talk a little bit about the Major League team. Winners of 5 of 6. They moved 5 games above .500. I mean, good times are rolling. They've come from behind in 4 of their most recent wins. Just everything seems to be going right. And I like this stat that I read in one of your stories. So they're leading the American League with a .305 batting average with runners in scoring position and 2 outs. Last year, they were hitting .205, so a 100-point difference in the same scenario. That's so telling about the difference, what's going right for them this year, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's been huge. You know, Beltre's been very good in the middle of the lineup, and, you know, Fielder's driven in some runs, even though his batting average isn't up there, and Mitch Moreland's coming around. But obviously the guy that's really helped him is Nomar Mazara. He's come up from here in Round Rock to the major league level, replaced Shin Soo Chu, and has just done a tremendous job, hitting over .300 with power, hitting all fields, taking some walks. He's been a huge boost for that lineup so far, and I think that's been a real catalyst for the Rangers.
Yeah, so they moved him into the third spot in the order for the first time. Ian Desmond into the second spot, and Prince Fielder hitting 5th. And, I mean, you made a note of this because that's, like, the most recent batting order. It seems to have worked, obviously. What did Bannister do, like, last year, for those of us that weren't watching every game? But did he kind of shuffle lineups, or did he try to stick with 1 or 2 that look sort of similar and try to ride it out? What's his sort of philosophy on that?
His philosophy is to construct what he calls constructing a lineup every night. And he's not afraid to make changes based on the pitcher, based on who's hot, who's not, to maximize his lineup. And I think what he wanted this time around was, you know, some athletes at the top of the lineup, Rougned Odor and Ian Desmond hitting 1-2 and getting them on base. And, you know, Mazara, he felt, could handle the number 3 spot. And the obvious objective was to get some traffic on the bases for Beltre, Fielder, and Moreland. And that's what happened yesterday. You know, Desmond and had a couple hits, and Mazara, I think, was 2 for 2 with a walk and a sacrifice fly. So, you know, lineups change. Guys get hot. You know, 2 or 3 weeks from now, he can make it something different. You know, but what Bannister does is he puts a lot of thought each day into the lineup and how to construct it and how to maximize against whoever they're going up against.
Yeah, and I'm going to state the obvious here, but it is so, I mean, to me, the Rangers are one of the biggest representatives of a very basic philosophy, which is when you're constructing a roster, you have to have veteran presence, guys who have been there and done that, and have success. And you have to infuse it with young players that you're trying to get, you know, that have a lot of talent, a lot of ability, a lot of potential. and get them into the right situations, put themselves in a position where they're going to be successful. And so far, and we are very early in the season, but that seems to, that formula has worked very, very well. It's really a testament to how the Rangers run their entire organization, including the minor league. But they really couldn't have asked for better scenarios for some of these young guys who are getting their feet wet.
Well, you're exactly right. And the two guys that underscore your point is, you know, at the beginning of spring training, they signed Ian Desmond, the veteran shortstop from the Nationals, a great athlete, you know, a hitter with power and speed, knows how to play the game, very smart player. They signed him, veteran presence, to play left field. And then they bring up Mazzara when Hsin-Soo Choo goes down. Weren't afraid to put him in the lineup and play him every day. So you're right. They added a real solid veteran at the beginning of the spring training, and when things went bad in the start of the season, they brought up a young kid. So they do have that balance that you're talking about. They got Rougned Odor, a young kid at second base, playing very well. You know, they went with Delino DeShields last year, but then they went out and got a veteran catcher in Brian Holliday to kind of help them in that point. So, yeah, they kind of work both axes of the or both sides of the street.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting race. The Mariners look good, but everyone's picking the Rangers to win this division, and they just might do that. So, PR, thank you so much. Enjoy Round Rock. We'll talk to you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.